very exciting. The practice orientation was ever clear, but the substitution possibility of verbal exams opens a new dimension for me. The previous part of the asynchronous distance education, distance learning presented already seemingly complex interpretations about exam situation. I did not expect that this complexity can still be increased quasi for unlimited levels. On the other hand, it would be interesting enough to see at last case study driven two German marks games concerning the countries like Congo, Pakistan, Hungary.
Okay. The first example should be a two German marks game where only one country is affected. The row header is the number of countries being involved into the analytical process. The column header is the number of modeling steps. The game needs two further parameter, the name of the country and the type of the estimations where the estimations can be absolute values or differences, relative values. The number of countries and the number of modeling steps can be changed in the header positions. The type of the estimated values has only two options. Therefore, it is not a good dimension, seemingly. I said, seemingly. Because the differences can be built from differences too. It means, the type can also have three options. Therefore, we have at least four dimensions with at least three options. The countries, Congo, Pakistan, Hungary. The number of countries, one or two or three. The number of modeling steps, one or two or three. The types, absolute estimations or differences of differences. Theoretically, arbitrary two dimensions can be chosen as headers and the preferred values of other two dimensions can be selected. But what can be the central question for all nine cells?
I think, one single central question cannot be defined. The phenomenon of the central question can only be interpreted after setting the headers. For example, in the first case being highlighted by U2, where the two preferred dimensions are the numbers of countries and modeling steps, always assumed a given country and a given type, we could ask, which are the most suspected negative peaks or years? For answering, we would need the figures of the articles. In form of a thinking experiment, it means without knowing exactly the partial results, a real risk should be highlighted. This risk is the possible lack of any modeling steps in cases where one or two or three countries were involved into the modeling process. More than one step is not necessary, if the first modeling step involve each food categories into the model, independent from the result where the estimations can be the same or the estimations can be entirely or partially different from each other. Here and now, I have a new question suddenly. Is the phenomenon of micro-patterns, with other words the rounding, not relevant in the interpretation process?
They are relevant. And how relevant they are. If we accept the rounding as such, it means, if we exclude the micro-patterns entirely, then we will have with a higher frequency result where no suspected years can be defined. The micro-patterns are fundamental risky interpretation layers, therefore too, we have to prepare the answer cards with the content of none. Parallel, the excluding of micro-patterns needs a rule. This rule should define what kind of differences around the norm values may be erased at all. The rounding is a trivial rounding if we want to erase differences between plus minus 0.5. We can however use a wider spectrum for erasing differences around high norm values like 1 million. We can define a double border of plus and minus 1 or even 10, especially if not all variables, attributes, food categories are involved into the given model. Summa summarum, the virtual erasing marginalized differences leads to new views through the kaleidoscope. The virtual erasing means we are not enforced to interpret risky, arbitrary-like, random-like, micro-patterns. And it is time to see whether dense central question could lead to an acceptable game.
I think we have still to clarify a new parameter. The rounding is relevant not only in case of the first modeling steps. The rounding is a general parameter. The rounding has an influence on the definition of the most suspected objects. If we do not have a rounding concerning the estimations, then we will have in lower frequency more than one winner, or with other words, more than one suspected year. If we should handle alternative solutions, then the answer cards can have two variants, the list of the suspected years with one or more than one element and or even the number of extreme years.
Excellent. You can see what the difference is between writing an article about the food kaleidoscope using the force fields of the magic of words. or clarifying each details and rules for automation of an interpreting robot basing on the food kaleidoscope. The NUSE principle needs a significant stronger precision in each aspect than the general rules of the academic writing skills. Therefore, the QUILT system is a fine-tuned academic writing skills. The QUILT system tries to highlight why the reproducibility is that important. The big data focus ensures a kind of reproducibility because each step of the derivation of conclusions is automated. On the other hand, the reproducibility is relevant not only in case of the results but also in case of their interpretations. The human beings are weak in these both fields. The human intuition is not a machine leading error-free to the calculated results, and our human logical capacities are also not robust enough. We, human beings, cannot handle with arbitrary complexities or arbitrary long logical chains. Yet, even these lacks make the human brain special and innovative.
This formulation sounds like poetry for me. On the other hand, we should define a further rule if my thinking experiment is correct. The dimension about the number of parallel analyzed countries could lead to a special situation immediately when we try to interpret the number of two countries. In case already of three countries, it is namely possible to have two different scenarios if one of the countries is preferred. It means, if we prefer Hungary, then an additional country could be Congo or Pakistan. We must clarify that we will select the most suspected years based on both cases parallel or alone. If we have two times two country models and we interpret each model separately, then we will have always at least two suspected years. However, if we interpret the result coming from these two models as one set of suspicion potentials, then we need a consolidation rule how we can transform the results of the first model into the interpretation interval of the second model. It is namely possible that the first model is less sensitive than the second model. By the way, the same chaining effect should be used in case of Google Trends data if we will describe more than five objects parallel.
Dear Stu, you do play the role of Professor Conmore in More Perfect. Congratulations! All these additional remarks should make clearer and clearer for each reader that the professionality begins where the NUSE principle can be made visible. Each other expert-like activity is just a kind of behavior pattern of the fabulous rabbi from the well-known joke who always has new and newer idea although all the geese are already dead forever. And now back to the poetry-like interpretations before. Everybody can be sure a rabbi will produce sooner or later a really good idea.
Dear Professor Duck, I do also have a new idea. We said, we will have two parallel interpretation layers for the first two German marks about Hungary and its absolute estimations. But I think, we have at least three parallel views. The first view could be the list view with all suspected years. The second view is then the number of the listed elements. And the third view should be the numbers of the source figures where the estimations can be analyzed. And following ideas before the fourth view could even be the number of these sources. Seemingly unfortunately, these fourth view will involve only a few answer cards because the number of sources can be one or two and this last one just in case of two countries. On the other hand, this kind of in this moment still irregular two German marks game could be used for master exams, especially if we will use answer cards from 1 to 9 although we would need maybe 8 times 1 and only one time the answer card with the number of 2. And if we do not manipulate the answer cards through irrational options, then this special view could detect the test persons who can go on along the NUSE principle.
Dear Dend, this mentality is called as the sovereignty-driven philosophy of life or ideology or worldview. Thank you also for your excellent interpretations. You are capable of decreasing the so-called white spots on the map of knowledge because you do not afraid to go close to the borders of the already interpreted world. And you do dare hoping that a next piece may and can also be explored by you because you are not a repeating machine for old sentences but a free soul searching for new challenges.